And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Terms or restrictions apply.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, odds, and just about everything sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL, when things seem fishing and you probably smell, the crooked referees are Roger Goodell. Yeah. Love like this and I'm a who that. Every day I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that. Where we do that at. Where we do that at. Where we do that, where we do that, where we do that at. Boogie like this and I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that.
You're listening to the sports coma. Yeah.
Assimilating with his teachings and those kind of things.
Yeah, look, I think the offensive staff in general is doing a really good job. You know, they're doing a good job of implementing the system, both with these rookies and also with the vets in the building. Certainly, we've got a lot of work to do, but I think it's been a good start. The guys are working really hard, all of them, players, coaches, everybody. It's been fun to see. Yeah. So we look, I think we want to take a look at him on the left side and see how he does over there. I think we're pretty confident that he can play right tackle. And so getting him some work over on the left side, I think, you know, is important. And then we'll evaluate it as we go and see how he does.
Yeah, the plan is for him to get a lot of work at both sides or heavy left.
Starting off, we're going to work him primarily over on the left side. See how he does.
Dennis, the plan is for him to get a lot of work at both sides or heavy left.
I think we're pretty confident that he can play right tackle. All right.
How you doing?
I'm outstanding. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Huh? Good to have everybody back out here again. Practicing a little ball. It's been fun. Got the rookies out here.
Hey, shout out to the mighty Who Dat Nation, man. We up in this thing, man. Pardon me, I'm kind of chomping down, man. I got some grub on, man. It's Saturday, man. Shout out to the mothers out there, man. As Mother Day weekend is in full effect. Like I've been saying for some time now, welcome, welcome, welcome. You're now rocking with the Sports Coma with Big Q and the guys, where we have intense, entertaining, educating, and enlightening sports talk from your favorite sports fam. And fam, I'd like to welcome you all into the stream as we're going to react to some of the minicamp news. So I'd like to introduce you guys to Darren Rizzi on screen. He's the special teams coordinator of the New Orleans Saints. So you can see on screen, pardon me, Dennis Allen. This is Darren Rizzi. So we're going to hear what Darren Rizzi has to say about the team. Then we're going to move on. Here we go.
Here, a couple of days. You know, it's a little warm out here. Guys, you know, getting back into football shape a little bit, but we've had a couple of pretty decent days of work.
Deanna, I know it's obviously very early in the process, but have you seen Clint kind of assimilate with his teachings and those kinds of things?
Yeah, look, I think the offensive staff in general is doing a really good job. You know, they're doing a good job of implementing the system, both with these rookies and also with the vets in the building. Certainly, we've got a lot of work to do. But I think it's been a good start. The guys are working really hard, all of them, players, coaches, everybody. It's been fun to see. Yeah. So we look, I think we want to take a look at him on the left side and see how he does over there. I think we're pretty confident that he can play right tackle. And so getting him some work over on the left side, I think, you know, is important. And then we'll evaluate it as we go and see how he does.
Dennis, the plan is for him to get a lot of work at both sides or heavy left since that's
starting off. We're going to work him primarily over on the left side, you know, and then we'll evaluate it as it goes. I mean, we haven't made any decisions in terms of concrete decisions, sure. But yet that's where we're going to start him right now. We wanted to get him a lot of work in this camp, see how he does in this camp, and then we'll reevaluate after this camp.
So is that more about that being your vision or hope for him, or is that more about he needs the reps?
I think it's more about let's see if he can play left tackle or not, all right, and let's get him over here on the left side and get him some work there. He hadn't had a lot of work on the left side, none in game action, you know, so get him some reps over there and see what he can do.
Will you guys try to cross-train like Trevor and some of the other guys?
We're going to cross-train a lot of guys. Yeah. You know, I mean, that's the reality of, you know, our league. The more you can do, the more positions you can play. Can you play right? Can you play left? Can you go inside? All those things are things that we're going to definitely look at.
Is he comfortable in what you made him do today?
Well, it's probably a better question to ask him, but he certainly looked fine to me. You know what I mean? Like, I thought the last couple of days, I think he's done a pretty good job, you know, getting guys in and out of the huddle. You know, for the most part, there hadn't been a lot of re-huddles. You know, we're getting calls out and guys are executing.
Dennis, one of your tryout players is from D2 West Florida, offensive lineman Desmond Bonnet. What do you want to see out of him? What does he need to do to stick here and be in the league?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, I think the first thing is, the most important thing is, do you know what to do? You know, and that's generally been the message to all these players, whether they're signed or they're tryout players, is we can't really evaluate your ability unless you know what to do. And so that would be the first thing, and then we'll kind of go from there.
Coach Allen, your impression with Bo Means, it seems like he's confident.
Yeah, look, I think for the first couple of days, I think he's done some good things. Yesterday, he got cut a little short with some cramps, so he's got to get himself into shape. But when he's in shape and ready to go, I think there's some talent there. He's big. He's got some physicality. He can run, you know, so there's a lot of good qualities there.
I don't think we saw Azirim or Ford. Was there anything going on with that?
Both of those are dealing with some, call it, minor injuries.
With the moving parts of, you know, having the new offensive coordinator and rookie meeting camp, I mean, how much of what you want to see has already started to show, right, how the offensive players are grasping UBX system?
Well, look, I mean, we're talking about a rookie mini camp right now, so we're like in the very infant stages of what we're doing. We've progressed a lot more with the vet players that we've had in here for the last 4 weeks. So, look, we're making progress. We got a long way to go, but we're making progress.
That's what kind of is when you're bringing in a completely new system. What kind of is like the first thing you want guys to pick up, and how's the thing kind of helping?
Yeah, well, look, I think the biggest thing is the verbiage.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's the biggest adjustment that, you know, all players have as they go from system to system. You know, I think the verbiage that we have now is a little less wordy than maybe what we've had in the past, which I think, you know, can benefit, you know, our players. And hopefully, look, I think the hope in terms of the system is, you know, that we can kind of simplify and get guys not having to think so much and get guys playing faster. And I think that's part of what we're trying to do. All good? Awesome. Appreciate it, guys.
Fam, that was a special team coordinator, Darren Rizzi, as you can see the graphic indicated. He talked about several different things. And of course, like he said, not a lot to discuss or talk about right now. So, I mean, it is what it is as it stands, fam, in the situation with the Saints. And of course, we know when Dennis Allen stepped to the podium that to give an update on some of the things that we were going to hear from rookie minicamp. Not too much to really talk about. Some of the guys trying out, you know, we've seen some of the photos from yesterday with guys trying on their helmets and all this kind of stuff and, you know, and all this. And then, of course, the list was released about what players participated or were going to be in the rookie minicamp. As you can see, all of the draft picks of this year, Kool-Aid McKinstry, Bub Means, Spencer Rattler, and everybody else. And then, of course, the undrafted guys. So the drafted and undrafted guys of 2024 are in full effect. A lot of all of the practice squad guys who are currently on the Saints practice squad were in effect. Jordan Mims, Rajon Wright, and all these other guys, they came in as well. And then there were a lot of other players that also participated in it outside of some of these. They added a few veterans in the tryout. Then they brought Kelly Mond back for a tryout situation. And you see Jalen Jones, who was a quarterback from Charlotte, has some application there. Another fullback, Malik Dunlap, a cornerback, Roderick Teamer, who's a safety from Tulane, and several other people involved in the team. So you can see it's a laundry list of different people here that are in Saints rookie minicamp. So it's from the 10th to the 12th. The Saints to get a sneak peek, because that's pretty much what it is a small peak of who these guys could be. And if they can impress to come back to meet the 90 man, they can probably get some of these guys to kind of move into the 90 man roster as we then get ready for the rest of the season, as we start to get to the other camps. And this is what some of that roster will be composed of. So not a bad start. Like, and he's right on that. The fact that this is pretty much what it is. I mean, the rookies, undrafted guys, the practice squad players, a lot of these guys just getting started. And this is the onset of Clint Kubiak's system getting going. And that's what I'm focusing on right now. Is the biggest change to the Saints is the offensive coordinator. It's also the most important change, if you think about it, because the system has to work properly for the Saints to have success. And success means possibly a playoff berth. We can do what we got to do. Of course, like I said, very far off, still a lot of stuff to watch. But this is the beginning right here as we start to see people get onto the field. So the Saints have to do their due diligence on these players and pick the right collection of people, you know, in the undrafted ranks and give them an opportunity to see what they can do. Now, I was listening to some of it, and my thing is, I didn't realize, you know, when they were talking about starting such and such off, and I wanted to kind of go back. I played it again. I was like, man, who the hell, you know, I tried to go back and cycle back to see who he was talking about in terms of who he was going to start. It was kind of hard to hear because the reporter was low, the mic was low. And when they're outside like that, you know, the airport is nearby. So the planes get to flying over. And then instead of stopping and waiting for the planes to fly over, he keeps on talking. He's trying to over talk the airplane, you know, and it ain't like you, a lot of people won't hear what the hell he got to say anyway, but I'm just saying some of the stuff that we want to find out about, like in terms of the offensive line position, he made mention of the offensive line. And like, if I heard correctly, they were talking about Fuaga. Now y'all correct me in the chat, man. Y'all correct me in the chat. And did y'all hear the same thing? Because I'm going to play it again. I'm going to try to see if I can kind of tune it up and play it again so I can exactly hear exactly what he was saying, because I was trying to follow what he was saying. And it was difficult for me to hear what he was talking about or who they was going to start out at the position. Because that's the question outside of the Clint Kubiak question is, who are the Saints going to start at the tackles? Well, Ryan Ramczyk is not good to go, so it's going to be the two first-round draft picks. It's going to be Fuag.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's little birdie? Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Terms or restrictions apply.
In Penning, right? But okay, cool. So which spot do they play? Somebody got to have an idea. Now, if you look at a lot of the unofficial depth charts, they have Fuaga playing the right tackle, and they have Penning playing the left tackle, or some of them simply have Fuaga at left tackle and Penning backing him up. Some of them, it's unofficial, so that's how it goes. But if you guys did hear, put it in the chat. Let me know if you heard what I heard, because I'm going to try to see if I can and see what he was saying about that, about the tackle position. Hold on, I'm going to try to tune this back.
A little bit, but we've had a couple of pretty decent days of work. Dan, I know it's obviously very early in the process, but have you
try to hear what he said about that, and that's the thing that I'm trying to get tuned up to figure out what
Clint kind of assimilate with his teachings and those kind of things. Yeah, look, I think the offensive staff in general is doing a really good job. You know, they're doing a good job of implementing the system, both with these rookies and also with the vets in the building. Certainly, we've got a lot of work to do, but I think it's been a good start. The guys are working really hard, all of them, players, coaches, everybody. It's been fun to see. Yeah. So we. Look, I think we want to take a look at him on the
left. See that damn reporter so low, you can't hear what he's saying.
It's been fun to see. Yeah. It's been fun to see. Coaches, everybody. It's been fun to see. Yeah. Yeah. So we, look, I think we want to take a look at him on the left side and see how he does over there.
And see, the thing is, the reporter's so low in talking, and then somebody coughs while he says the person's name. And then Dennis Allen just starts speaking and doesn't say who he's talking about. So I have no idea who the hell he's talking about right here. If you guys have an idea, I don't know who he's talking about. Brother John, did you hear it? He says, Fuaga, I hope. Are we ready to trust Penning on Carr's blind side? I would say, nah, shout out to you, Brother John. How you doing, sir? Big ups to the rest of the fam. I know I started the show with it, but see, That's what I was listening to. I played it back again. I don't know who the hell he's talking about. I'm going to see if I can listen one more time. But the reporter's so low. And then as he says the person's name, they cough. You can't hear who they're talking about, whether it's Penning or Fuaga. We don't know. And then the context clues in which Dennis Allen is speaking with, it could be applied to both people. He said, well, he said the, and then he says the position. But if I follow what he was saying, I'm thinking it was Fuaga. I want to say this.
I think we're pretty confident that he can play right tackle. And so getting him some work over on the left side, I think, you know, was important. And then we'll evaluate it as we go and see how he does.
Okay, so right, we think he could play right tackle. The context clue, I got to play goddamn Perry Mason because they too damn low. I got to be Perry Mason to figure out who these people are talking about because they don't say who the person is. We don't know which tackle it is. So if he has to play, I think he could play the right side. So we know that if it's Fuaga played right tackle, right? So I guess it wouldn't be a question if he could play the right tackle because he played it in college. So if it is, we got to be talking about Penning. I think he could play the right side, but we're going to try him at the left side. I mean, y'all help me out here. You know, I'm going to play a little bit more of it to see if I can pick up some more context clues, but because we don't know who the hell these people are talking about. They just start talking.
Starting off, we're going to work him primarily over on the left side, you know, and then we'll evaluate it as it goes. I mean, we haven't made any decisions in terms of concrete decisions, but yet that's where we're going to start him right now. We wanted to get him a lot of work in this camp, see how he does in this camp, and then we'll reevaluate after this camp.
So is that more about that being your vision or hope for him, or is that more about he needs the reps?
I think it's more about let's see if he can play left tackle or not, all right, and let's get him over here on the left side and get him some work there. He hadn't had a lot of work on the left side, none in game action, you know.
And so that's obviously Fuaga. So Fuaga, according to what Dennis Allen is saying here, I'm going to say that's Fuaga. Are y'all in agreement with me on that? When he said what he said, that he hadn't played the left side, that's damn sure Fuaga they're talking about. Now, bear in mind, they're not even saying any names here. We got to pick up and be Perry Mason with an assist from Monk, with an assist from, what's the bald-headed kid? Kojak, with an assist from, what's the guy with the messed up eye? What's his name? Sheesh. What's his name? What's the guy with the messed up name, man? I mean, with the messed up eye, the Falk, Peter Falk. What's his name, man? I forgot. Yeah, man. So, I mean, we got to be all these fantastic TV. Matlock. We got to be Matlock, too. And then the guy with the messed up eyes, Peter Falk. I can't think of his name right now. Y'all know what I'm talking about. There you go, Columbo. There you go. Thank you, Jai. There you go. We got to be all these TV detectives to figure this shit out, man. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's definitely Fuaga. So if that's the case, that's good news. If he's talking about starting him at the left tackle position, that means that's what we want. We wanted that. And that was the thing I was saying is that you're going to have to figure that out. So if they're putting Fuaga at left side, that's perfect. That means Trevor Penning falls to the right side. That's what we want. That is what we want. So they're making a change. They're making a change. Remember, this has been a couple of years that we've been adamant about saying, man, move Penning from the left side to the right side because Ramczyk should be playing. If Ram gonna play, let him play where he belongs and earn his money at the left side. Don't keep him over there at the right side. That was dumb. Comes out that he had a bad knee, a bum knee. They want to move him, so they're keeping him where he was. Well, guess what? He's not going to be available right now, and right now is when you need to get everybody. Well, not the rookies right now because you got, I mean, the veterans, but you got the rookies now. But this is the stages where you start getting these guys playing, and then they pick up steam, and then they head into more important camps later on in the summer. So that's good news here for me. That is good news that Fuaga will be training at the left side. And, of course, the reporters asked, are you then going to cross-train these guys? He said, we always cross-train the guys, this type of stuff. But if you're Dennis Allen and you have Clint Kubiak there, I would trust Fuaga at left tackle. And like, you never played the position before. Hey, he's going to learn. He getting paid. He's going to have to learn to play the left side. And like I told you, the reason why I'm in favor of Fuaga playing left side versus him Penning playing that left side is because Penning crashed and burned last year at that side so badly that the Saints didn't deactivate him. They kept him activated and pushed him as far down on the active depth chart that they could possibly use and started pulling people off the practice squad to play when injuries started to hit. Cam Irvin was one of the guys that was playing at the tackle position and pinning a first-round draft pick sitting there watching him. So I think it'll be better for the psyche of Trevor Penning, because I don't want to reintroduce that dramatic, traumatic experience back to him. So I would like him to play the right side, and he could play that right side. I'm telling y'all, it's a less stressful position there to be at the right side than the left side. And I think let Fuaga play that left side, let Penning be the right side. And I think that's a good start right there. So hopefully they keep that going. I mean, we had to be some detectives to figure it out because the sound was bad. We couldn't hear who the hell they were talking about. We had to pick up the context clues on what they're saying. So I appreciate all my TV detectives in here to help me figure it out. You guys are phenomenal. Thank you. All right. So big ups. Okay, OG Jerry, big ups to you. Good to see you. JT, how you doing, sir? Appreciate my brother JT in this thing as well. All right, Paula, how you doing, Paula? Much love to you, Queen. Appreciate you. Brother Greg's in this thing. Bronze is in this thing as well. Good to see everybody, man. Much love to y'all. Farouk, what's up, Farouk? Big ups to you, fam. Appreciate you being up in here, man. Argentine and Dogo, is shout out to you, fam. Good to see you. Hope everything is well with you. Young City Night Ward is Poppy. Good to big ups to all y'all, man. I see all y'all up in here, man. So y'all got questions, please feel free to throw them in the chat. Rich says Ram is going to play guard. If he's healthy, bro, listen, I don't think Ram's going to play anything but the damn bench. I just, because the last, remember, he suffered that knee injury. What was the first year, I want to say, of that, when he signed that big contract off his rookie deal. And that knee hadn't gotten any better. And especially up until the last year and the year before that, the knee wasn't getting any better. And then it's not listed as degenerating. And that means it's not getting better. He has to have major surgery on that knee. And then then come back. So he would have to sit down a year, you know, and wait out, learn how to walk, and then come back and try to play football. And he's still young enough to do that. But this knee situation is ridiculous, man. Why he has some minor surgery and then he's trying to play with him? Ain't no, dude. And of course, we already established Saints don't give shit about the health of some of these players. We know what they did to Derek Carr when we covered that article that NOLA.com, shout out to NOLA, wrote a very good article about. They interviewed Derek Carr. Derek Carr was talking about his injury, like he took 2 months off. He couldn't do anything because he had, you know, had to rehab and all this kind of old stuff. And, you know, the wonders of chemistry is all he going to say, how he was able to play through the season. And it was just shooting him up with dope and rolling him out there. That's awful, man. And then Penning should have been shut down, man. Penning needs major knee surgery. He needs to be shut down. And good thing this is happening at a point of interval where we could do something about it. But I don't think Ram is going to do anything this year. And he shouldn't. He shouldn't do anything. That knee is not going to get better until he has the surgery and the major surgery. He needs to go and have that. All right. What's going on? What's up, brother Tim? How you doing, man? Appreciate you being up in this thing, man. Get rich or die trying, baby. Facts. 985 live in the building says, can you turn the captions on? It might pick up some of what they were saying, Q. Now, yeah, bro. See, I got you late on that, my brother, but I'm good. You know, we were able to figure it out thanks to the great Saint Dank Tank, the detectives in the great Saint Thank Tank. We figured it out, baby. All right, what's up, Willie, man? Where the hell you been at, man? WB3 representing the mighty Who That Nation says Penning, Dennis Allen, Chris Olave, and Brandon Ingram are all bums. Where Penning, man, is, man, I ain't gonna call the man a bum, but you have to look at the coaches, like, right? Coaches have to put the players in positions to be successful. Now, we've seen this, we've seen a recent resurgence from an offensive lineman that played for the Saints in the personage of Cesar Ruiz. And like I often kid, I used to call him Cesar Salad Ruiz because he was not very good as a guard. But Doug Marrone got him together, made him respectable enough for him to sign an extension with the Saints, even though last year wasn't a very good year for Cesar Ruiz. but he showed us enough that he could play the guard. He learned how to play the guard position. He was a solid guard. Why can't that be the case with the new offensive line coach for Trevor Penning? It's too early in the game for me to bum him out and call him, you know, this, that, and the third. I think, you know, Benton comes in, maybe he can talk. He got a different measurement because we all know that all coaches aren't created equally, right? And I think John Benton could do for Penning what you see Marone do for Cesar Ruiz. So I think it is, I think that could happen. So I'm going to kind of refrain from that, but I respect your opinion, man, because I agree with you on Dennis Allen. I'm not going to say Chris Olave's not a bum. And Brandon Ingram, he ain't no bum. He was hurt. But we, like I said, we had a 3-hour stream yesterday. Was it yesterday? Yeah, yesterday. The Pelican Blueprint was the last one stream. We opened up the phone lines and stuff like that. We did that last night. And that's up there on the Pelican post-game report for y'all. Y'all want to check that out. All right, Red T says, this is the facts. He says, this is the Saints' fault for taking project players in the first round purely because they have elite physical tools. That there is a lot of truth there, Red T. Appreciate that. New Orleans native, how you doing, sir? It's been months. Yes, indeed, bro. We are back, baby. We back talking Saints. We in this thing. Shout out to you, bro. What's up, brother James? How you doing, my brother? You doing good, man? Shout out to you, bro. Willie says the Saints is a team full of bombs and the Pelicans also. Okay, bombs or bums? What you got there, Willie? I mean, what you kind of mixing them up? That's two different items, sir. A bum is somebody that could be viewed as a person that is begging or, you know, or something like that. And a bomb is something that will blow your ass up. So, I mean, all right, those are two different things, my brother. Which one the other? Because you could be saying the Saints are the bomb. Oh, okay. I hear you, brother. What's up, brother Byron? He says, Q, Fuaga left side, Penning right side. Yeah, I agree, bro. That's what it is. Willie clarifies, said the Saints are a collective team of bums. Damn, Willie, say something positive, bro. What do you like about the Saints and Pelicans? Okay, let's counterbalance that argument. What do you like about the Pelicans and the Saints? Put that in the chat. It's probably going to be two words. You're probably going to say nothing. You know how Willie be doing. All right.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.